Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy's 2010 self-titled debut was an album filled with songs mostly about fun and friendships. But when you listen closely to the band's new album, Hatchetations, you see stark images of American life in the wake of the Great Recession. The band sat down with me recently, and vocalist, guitarist, and main songwriter Jared Starling says the music now has a narrower lyrical focus, which provides even more emphasis to the social commentary.
It's a much darker album, but I think it explores themes that are basically universal, at least to Americans trying to make a living. There is more social or political stuff in this album. Like, I'm thinking of like Looking for a Job or Trying Times, it's called on this album.
We like to reap some benefits from this change of which you speak. Hope when you got nothing to eat.
One song that stands in stark contrast to the others on the album is a Western swing and bluegrass-influenced piece called Promised Land.
Kind of reminds me of like Wabash Cannonball or something. It's about the confluence of the Withlacoochee and Suwannee River down in Florida, where my grandma's from and where we spend a bunch of time as me and my brothers. So me and my brother Zach in the band have a really strong tie to that part of the country. So it's a really positive song. It's a great place, and it's a family song. It's not all dark.
Give me your name, give me your hand, give me a ticket to the promised land. Tell me a joke, buy me a smoke. You can't fix this kind of broke.
The American South inspired one of the album's other unusual tracks, Andersonville, a dark, brooding number that chronicles life in a prison camp for Confederate soldiers. According to bassist Brody Wellman, it's only a recent addition to the group's live sets.
It was something that we would never play live, and I think it almost took us sitting down in the studio and tracking it out, having other people bring their ideas into it, and now it's something that's like developed and something we can play live.
Jared Starling adds this.
It's a lot to swallow live, you know, if you have a rowdy crowd or something to play it, but I really wanted to portray like the isolation that you felt, that you would feel in like a prison camp. So the song's dreary and it hangs. There's a lot of like long tones. There's a lot of, you know, epic rises and falls. And then the fiddle does a good job of mimicking like the time period.
The five members of Carrie Nation are comfortable playing in bars, and bars seem to be places where the music and subjects of the lyrics fuse. But vocalist Starling admits that bars are not the best places to pick up on his carefully crafted lyrics.
When we play live, there's the constant complaint that nobody can tell what I'm saying. So I let them buy the album and figure out what I'm saying. So like I can't necessarily be concerned, except for on the slower songs. You know, the slower songs, a lot of them are deep, so they have, you know, something to say. So I try to enunciate the best I can. But we try to just keep it weird, keep it energetic, keep it fun, to where like it's not like the band that played last Tuesday at your bar in your town. You know what I mean? It's something different, it's something new, it's something fresh rolling into town.
Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy celebrates the release of Hatchetations this evening at the Brickyard. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.